Okay, let's get into the next parak. Parak Pei Aleph here in Tehillim 81. This mizmor is the we're familiar with. This is the Shir Shal Yom for Thursday morning. This is also mentioned by the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah about the Shir they used to say during the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Right, we spoke about shofar in this parak. That's why it's related to Rosh Hashanah, among others. This parak does not talk to Hashem, unlike most parakim in Tehillim, which talk to Hashem. This one talks to Bnei Yisrael. But the first half of the Mizmar is the author talking to Bnei Yisrael, and the second half of the Mizmar is Hashem talking to Bnei Yisrael. We just have to think about what some of the words means as we say it every week. Lam Natseach al Hagidis la'asaf. So what's a Gidis? A Gidis is a musical instrument. Rav Hirsch connects this to the previous parak when Klal Yisrael are compared to a vine. At the end of the parak, if you remember, we said, U're'u fakod geven zos, right? Look, Hashem. And even before that, right, it said that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and made us into, compared us to a Geffen. Geffen, Mitzrayim Tasiya, Tegorish Graim Titaeha, and we got rid of the external forces and planted us, and we spread our wings. And then the Geder was Paritz. But the ultimate tefillah we said at the end of the previous parak was, Ure'eu fakod Geffen Zos, watch over this Geffen. And we refer to it again said last week. Why are we compared to a Geffen? Because a Geffen, out of all the trees, produces grapes, which even get their own bracha, such an amazing potential. But if not, if the grapes aren't produced, then the vine is not like valuable firewood like other trees. It's even worse than others. So here, Hashem, the refer says that the Gidus is saying to us that we need to recognize the potential of the Gidus is like a gat, a vat, where you press the grapes, says Rav Hirsch. The Psalm 81 visualizes the splendor of which this fruit may be sure if it does not seek to evade the ennobling process of the wine pressing. So go to the wine press, right? And this is exactly what you're, lakachnu tzarta, as we would say. So lanaseach elagidis laasaf, right? Again, saf is mentioned. Harninu lelokim uzenu. Call out and cry out and sing to Hashem. Lelokim uzenu. The, Radak says that this parak is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right after Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we were freed, and this again talks about shofar and instruments, says the Radak, Zemizbar Nemra Yetzias Mitzrayim, Viniskar Bo Bittel Ha'avoda Me'avosenu Shei Bar Shoshana. And it mentions, based on the Gemara, when the physical harsh labor stopped, that was on Rosh Hashanah. It was months before, 6 months before Pesach, already the hard labor stopped. V'nizkar bo bitl avoda miavzei shayi brashana kamosha amar, as it says later on in our parak, hasirosi mi sevel shichmo. Hashem removed from my shoulder the sevel, the sivlos Mitzrayim. L'ficha chayomrim zeh hamizbar b'beis hamikdash b'Rosh Hashanah. This was said in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah because it's a reference to the work that stopped on Rosh Hashanah in Mitzrayim. V'nizkar bo gam kein tekiya shofar, and it also says tekiya shofar, which is also obviously related to Rosh Hashanah. So harninu lelukim uzenu, sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in song. Says the Radak again, ki avabi sheyom ha-geula haya b'chamisha asar b'nisan, even though not until the 50th of Nisan was the geula, when we actually left, haschalas ha-geula haisa b'bitul ha-avoda. One of the early steps of the geula was our stopping the hard work, shenachu miyegiyam me-ha-avoda ha-kasha, that we stopped having to do the hard labor, asher avdu b'hem, according to Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, and that's why we sing today Rosh Hashanah. Harninu lokim uzenu, hariu leloke Yaakov. Hariu, call out to the God of Yaakov. Again, the Radak. Why Yaakov? Because that's how the whole story of Mitzrayim started with Bnei Yaakov. Lefisha shifte Yaakov, hayu avadim. The Yaakov hu sheyarde banav Mitzrayim. Yaakov went down. Vaz huchal minyan sheni shnei avoda shayim Mitzrayim minyan redu. That's when the 2 tents started, when the Bnei Yisrael started to go down. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, as we mentioned, quotes this as the Mizmar for Thursday. Mizmar for Thursday, besides the Gemara says earlier that it is also the Mizmar for Musaf, the Musafin of Rosh Hashanah, the Sangha of the Beis HaMikdash, but also it was the Mizmar for Thursday. Why? So the Gemara there in Daf Lamed Aleph in the Bavli quotes why each of the Shir Shal Yoms are relevant to the content. So again, in the Gemara, it was just talking about what they sung in the Beis HaMikdash every day of the week. But I think based on the Arizal, we say it in Shul, saying the Yom, HaYom Yom, and we say each of those prakim. So why this one by Chamishi? We'll talk about each one as we get there. So B'Chamishi, Ya'orim, Harninu, Lokim, Uzenu, call out to Hashem and sing to Him. Al Shem Shebara Ofos V'Dagim L'Shevach L'Shmo. Because what was created on Thursday? Birds and fish. that there are so many species. You see the birds and the fish, you call out to Hashem. Says the Rashi here. When we see all different types of birds, we give Shabbat to the one that created them. So that's the Gemara. You see Chachmas Hashem. You sing out, right? That's the Rambam in Yesod HaTorah in Perek Beis. When we see the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it leads to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And we were so amazed by it that we're brought closer to Hashem, Tzama Nafshi Lelokim, but also we are awed by Hashem and we jump back. That's the Rambam in Beis Beis in Yesod HaTorah. Good. Su'u Zimra. Tenu Tof, right? Lift up song and get a Tof. Tof is a instrument. Kinar Na'im Im Navel. Beautiful, a sweet kinar with a navel also. Tiku Bachodesh Shofar Bakasali Yom Chagenu, right? The pasuk that we say for Rosh Hashanah by Kiddush and in Davening. Tiku, blow Bachodesh Shofar. Blow Shofar in the month Bakasali Yom Chagenu. When there is a cover, Liyom Chagenu. So Chazal Darshan, that this pasuk is a reference to Rosh Hashanah, which is the Chag Shachodesh Miskasebo. Right, that's the language. Beitza Tzayin and Aleph. Tika Bachodesh Shofar. Ezeo Chag Shachodesh Miskasebo, which is the Chag, the holiday that the month, the Chodesh is covered. Have a Yomer Zeh Rosh Hashanah. This Rosh Hashanah, that's the first half of this pasuk, and then the next pasuk, the Gemara continues. Ki Chok Li Yisrael Hu. Chok is a lashon of Parnasa, of sustenance, and that's how you know on Rosh Hashanah is the day that we are judged for sustenance. Kichok li Yisrael hu mishpal elokei Yaakov. That's the Gemara. So again, the Tikkun b'chol shofar. So machlokes mishonim. What does it mean b'kesel yom chagenu? That it's covered. So Rashi quotes that the moon is covered. Right, every other holiday of the Jewish calendar, you can see the moon. Right, it's either the 15th, right, Pesach and Sukkot, or it's the 6th, Shavuos. But only Rosh Hashanah is on the first day of the month. And therefore you can't see the moon. Shahalavana, so it means Shachodish Miskasabo, it means the moon is covered. Shahalavana Miskasabo, Sheino Nires Lachol Adam. El Shachris, Liyoshe Mizrach, Va'arvis, Liyoshe Mairev. A little bit is seen, if it's possible, that's Rashi. If you look in Tosfos here does not like Rashi's Pshat. Pirsh Rashi Shalavana Eino Nires. Vakash Shalafisa, Tavel Mimer Shalavana Miskasa. Why does it say the Chodish is Miskasa? Say the moon is covered. Lakach Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, Shirosh Chodesh Mizdamin Bo. Miskase could be mean mizdamin. It occurs on it. Which holiday does Rosh Chodesh always fall out on? Shachodesh miskase mizdami kolomar sheragil lavobo v'kasa lashon zman kemosh liyom ba'kise yavo beso. V'rabbeinu is number two. So the it means that Rosh Chodesh always falls out. V'rabbeinu misholam pireish. So also to all tosfos beitzat hazayin miskase shelo haya sair shorosh chodesh karev bo. Wow. Machlokis on the Daraisa level. There was no seer of Rosh Chodesh. The Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh are brought in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah totally subsumes and redefines. This is not just Rosh Chodesh. This is Rosh Hashanah. The Hikshu Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosefta, says Rabbeinu Tam, it lists off all the seerim for the year, and it says 12. It says 12 Rosh Chodeshim, Alom Asinu Yud Bezim, Lo HaYaseer, the Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, of course you brought the seer of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Veheshel Lo Rabbeinu Misholim, Delo Allah Alibo Lo Markein. No, he never meant that there's no carbon. El HaYaseer Daito Delo Mefarish Kra Behed Yeshel Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Hashanah. It's not explicitly said in the Pasuk. Dechseh Bepinchas, Milvad Olas HaChodesh, V'chatos lo hizkir. It doesn't mention the chatos that comes on every other Rosh Chodesh. It's not mentioned in the Pasuk, but Rabbeinu Mishlom seems to say, at least in this version of the Tosfos, that of course it is. Miskase just means it's covered in the text of the Torah. V'yesh b'farshim miskase. Next shita. Shein maskir no sobe musaf Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned in musaf of Rosh Hashanah. We hide that identity. Rabbeinu Tam haya omer adaraba. Hol v'haya karev. Maskirin osu musaf Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Tam says, if you bring this a carbon, you should mention it in musaf. V'tikin Rabbeinu Tam lomar b'musaf milvad olas hachodesh. Rabbeinu Tam added that line in. V'chein tikin lomar shnei sirim kilchasam. Sir echad shal Rosh Chodesh, sir echad shal Rosh Hashanah. So if you look in our text, if you look in our Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, based on these days in Tosfos, the Rama says, in Tavkuf Sadi Aleph, V'aminag ha'pasha ba'ashkenazu b'glilas eilo lomar psukei musaf Rosh Hashanah, ve'ein omrim psukei musaf Rosh Chodesh, you don't say, uv'rashi chadshechem in musaf, ela omrim milvad olas ha'chodesh u'minchasa, v'olas ha'tamar minchasa, The two are quoting Rabbi Tam. So that's what you mention it, but you don't have to go in depth in it. But these are all deos about Bakesa Liom Chagenu. So the Chiddush Yerim is quoted in the Shemana Tov that says, maybe Bakesa also means we cover up our Simcha. Rosh Hashanah is a little in the middle. So we know the Simcha and Rosh Hashanah is it's Yom Adin. So there are many different discussions about Avelus and about Hallel and about Tzidkas Chatzedek and about Vahasienu and about Vatodienu. All of those relate to this issue about the hidden nature of the Yantif. Okay, Kichok li Yisrael hu, as we said, Mishpah l'Elokei Yaakov. The Briska Rav I saw is Medayig that maybe this Pasuk of Pasuk Hey is a basis for the Rambam. The Rambam, when the Rambam says, a known Rambam, the Rambam Hilchos Shuvah, when he says, even though Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is Gzeiras HaKasuv, still Remez Yeshbo. Still Remez Yeshbo. That's the language of let me just find the Rambam. The Rambam says here, again, even though Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a Chok, Remez Yeshbo. So says the Briska Rav, maybe he gets it from here. Ki chok li Yisrael hu, shofar is a chok, it's a gzeiras hakasuv. Mishpat, but there's a mishpat, there's a something to understand, le'elokei Yaakov, and that's the remez, uri yishenim, mishen aschem, the Rambam says. Eidus bihosef samo, eidus bihosef. Yosef is spelled here with a hey. Eidus, that there is testimony, bihosef samo, that he put with Yosef. What's that referring to? Bitzeisol Eretz Mitzrayim, when he went out of Mitzrayim, Sfas lo yadati eshma. Read the whole pasuk. There was Eidus by Yitzias Mitzrayim, a language that I didn't know, eshma, I will hear. So what is that referring to? So again, the Gemara says in Sota on Daf Lamed Vav, that when Yiparo wanted to elevate Yosef to a high position in the government, the Avadim said, well, he's Roy. He's an Eved. He's a lowly Jew. He doesn't even know all the languages. You have to know all the languages to be a king. And overnight, Gavriel taught Yosef all the languages. Gemara says, and so to hear Daf Lamed Vav Mabez. Rashi quotes a little bit of it. Amrav Chei Barabba Amrav Yochanan. B'shash Amalo Parli Yosef. U'biladecha lo yoram ishes yado. You're going to be second in command. Amru it's tagnine paro. Evet shalachu rabo be'esrim kesef. Tam shileyu aleinu. You're going to make him the Moshel. Amr lahen. Gnune malchus ani rabo. I see there's something in there for him to be the king. Amru lo. Imkein yehe yodea b'shivim lashon. But if you see a malchus in him, it must be he knows all the languages. Ba Gavriel v'limdo shivim lashon. Gavriel Amala came and taught Yosef all 70 languages. Lo havi kagamar. He couldn't figure out. He couldn't get it. There was some language problem. Hosef lo os achas mishmon shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gavriel added on a letter from Shem Hashem. The hey is a Shem Hashem. V'lama nema v'lama, and he was able to learn. Shenemar eidus bihosef samo ar pasuk b'tzei l'aretz Mitzrayim. Ulamachar, the next day, Par was testing him. Kol lishna de ishtoi Par bahadei. Any language that Par started talking to him in, ahadulei Yosef was able to answer. And then what happens? Ishtoi b'lashon hakodesh. Yosef starts talking to Paro in lashon hakodesh. Lo havi kayada, may havi omar. And Par didn't know that one. He couldn't answer. Armalei agmerei. So he said, teach me. Yosef started teaching him. Agmerei v'lo gamer. Started teaching him lashon hakodesh. He couldn't get it. Why? Maybe because Lashon HaKodesh can't be chal on something that's totally the source of Tumah. He couldn't do it. So Amar Leh, so Par Ali says, Ishtabali Dulo Maglis, swear to me that you will not reveal that you know one language that I don't. Ishtabalo, he swore to him. So Ki Amar Leh, and that came in handy. Why? Because at the end of Bereishis, when Yosef wants to take Yaakov back to Eretz Canaan, Paro says, why? So Yosef says, Avihish Biani Lemar, I swore to my father that I would do it. Armalei Paro says, Zil Itshua Shvuaseich, I know you Jews, you can get out of your Shvua. So Yosef says, okay, if I get out of this Shvua, I'm going to get out of the other Shvua. Armalei, V'itshol Nami Adidach, V'yavagav Zolo Nichalei, so even though Paro wasn't happy about it, Armalei, Alei Kvaris Avicha, Kasherish Biacha. Okay, go bury your father like you swore, but only because like you swore, I don't want you to give up on that. So Eidus B'Yosef Samo, B'tzei Lez B'Sraim, a reference to that. Hasirosi, and again, this is all the author still talking to Bnei Yisrael. Hasirosi mi sevel shechmo Hashem, or actually this is now the switch that Hashem is talking, or the next pasuk for sure, but this one sounds like Hasirosi mi sevel shechmo Hashem. I removed Hasirosi. I removed the sevel, the hard work from your shoulder. Kapov mi dud ta'avarna, your hands from the dud. The dud is the pot. They used to do cooking for the Egyptians. Tavarna, right? Midud, says Rashi. Me'avodas avdus levashel kederos, kedera chavadim. Right, the dude is the kedera. So Hashem removed our physical labor. Batsara karasa va'achal tzecha. You called out Batsara and I saved you. E'encha b'seiser ra'am. I answered b'seiser, your call. You called b'seiser, but I answered ra'am very loud. E'encha b'seiser ra'am, says Rashi. Ata karatani b'seiser b'ni v'necha. You called and you cried to me in private. Va'ani anisicha b'kol ram hodati gvurosai v'no rosai b'ferhesya. Right, the makas and makas b'choros. Evchancha amei merivasela. Evchancha, what is this, Rashi? Rashi says, even though I knew that you would test me in the future and you wouldn't be perfect, I still, Basher Husham, I took you out. Evchancha amei merivasela. Not Dafka talking about specifically me, Miriva, but maybe including all of the complaints that we did afterwards. Shema ami v'yaidabach. Hashem says, listen to me. I warn you. I warn you. Yisrael im tishmali, if you listen to me, lo yebacha el zar v'lo shashach v'lo nech inechar. If you don't have any other gods, you don't have a zara, then I'm going to give you all you need. Anochi Hashem alokecha hama'al chameres b'shraimayim Hashem who took you out of Egypt, harchev picha va'amaleyu. Just open your mouth, and I will fill it. Harche picha, Rashi. Harche picha, lish'ol mimeni kol tavas libcha. Open your mouth and ask me. Ask me anything. Kol tavas libcha va'amaleu, and I'll fill it. K'chol asher tishal amalei. Everything you ask, I will fill. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz mentions this, Rashi, three or four times in the Sichos Musar, where he says, what is Rashi telling us? What's Hashem telling us? Ask me. When we ask, when we daven for things, don't just ask for a little bit. Don't just ask, you think, you know, I'm just going to ask for a little bit. No, ask for everything. Ask for anything that you dream of. Roam Anu Mikan, this is on page Kufman Base. Tfila Mahi, Shaksha Adam is Palafne HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eilo Levakesh Lashlisho L'Revia, Ela Alav Levakesh Ala Matzav HaTov B'Yoser She'en L'Mala Heimenu. Ask for the, Hashem can do it. It's not beyond him. Ask for the best possible scenario. Ki lakach notzar. V'af ha-matzav shahayelo le'iyov mitchila. She'etim ha-kadosh baruch hu me'ino olam haba. Afu lo yatsu mechlal ha-kol shal b'zei ha-sapecha. Ki sof sof v'tzorach l'maisa adam. V'lachin ispar la'shuv l'matzav ha-mu'ule shel ha-over. And then he says, by birchas disuin, samech t'samach v'yem ha-ovim. What are we daven for? Ki samechacha yitzircha b'gan Eden mikadem. We want they want it to be as happy as in Gan Eden. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Echi tachein, shebnei adam regilim hachayim bizmanenu, uva'olamenu apachas v'hayarud. People in this lowly world, yismichu yachtov kisimchas v'adam v'chava b'gan Eden mamish, we want to wish them simcha, like in the days of Adam v'chava in Gan Eden, ubehechrech shatfilehi shekala olam kulu yishapek v'rega echad l'matav shal Gan Eden. It's obviously asking the whole world should become Gan Eden. And then we say, in Berachas HaMazon, right, you please bless me, commotion is Baruch Hu Avoseinu, Avram Yisov Yaakov. Ken Yivarech Osanu Kulonu Yachad. Right, we're asking, Shekol Adam B'chol Matzav Yivakech B'chadosh Baruch Hu L'Zbarach, B'Berachas Avram Yisov Yaakov, you want those brachas? The Aaron says, yes, that's our She'ifa. And it all comes from this Rashi. What does Hashem say? Harchev Picha, open your mouth. Rashi says that means David, for anything you want, Va'amalehu, and I will fill it. Every Thursday, we have to remember that that kavana. There's also a kutzker, if you remember, lo yia b'cha elzar. Don't let Hashem be a stranger. Not just avodah zar. Lo yia b'cha kel zar. Don't let Hashem in you be a stranger. Hashem should be comfortable in you. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kofei, the archons from this pasuk, that the kel zar, the elzar, the foreign god in us is our Yetzirah. Right, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Hei Mabez, where the Gemara says, Hamakareya Begadav Bachamaso, if somebody tears Begadim in their anger, Vamashaber Kela Bachamaso, Vamafazim Osav, you throw away money, you rip clothing, Yebeinecha Kovet Vodazara. If somebody's angry, it's Kila Ovet Vodazara. Shekach Umanaso Shal Yitzahara. Hayom Emer Lo Aseikach, Ulamachar Omer Lo Aseikach, the Yitzahara says little by little until Ovet Vodazara. Amar Evan, Maikra, Lo Yebecha Elzar, Velosish Tachavela El Nechar. Ezeo el zar sheyish begufo shel adam. What does it mean, becha? What strange god is there in a person? Havi omer ze yetzahara. It's the yetzahara, so we have to try to get rid of our yetzahara. Lo yeh becha. El zar Hashem, this is Hashem talking. I took you out of Egypt. Harchev picha. Volosham amilakoli. Hashem says, but they didn't always listen. V'yisrael lo avali. They didn't desire me. I'll let him go with what they want. They'll follow their mistaken paths. Luami Shomeli, Hashem wishes, just listen to me. Yisrael Bidrachai Yahalechu, go in my path. Kimat Oyveya Machni. If you do that, I will crush their enemies. V'yal Sarehim Ashiv Yadi. It's like Hashem is bemoaning, right? I will put my hand on their enemies. Misanai Hashem Yechachashulo. The ones that hate God, they deny it. V'hi itam la'olam. They'll be punished forever. V'yapapakal Yisrael. I will feed them from the chita chelev, the best. Umitsur, and from a rock, dvash haspiaka, I'll satiate them with sweet things, with sweet things. One of the Rishonim, the Rokeach, says, maybe this is also kashrut to Rosh Hashanah, dvash on Rosh Hashanah. Umitsur, dvash haspiaka. This is the Pei Aleph, the Shir Mizmar for Thursday. Next time we'll get to the next one as we go to Pei Beis.